One prominent issue at the State Association of Counties meeting in Albany last week was consolidation. During his 2013 budget presentation, Governor Andrew Cuomo renewed his push for local governments to share more resources as part of a plan to freeze property taxes. The Innovation Trail's Jenna Flanagan talked to county executives about the governor's requirement for local governments to share services.
County legislators say they agree that New York has to find a way to cut down on its massive property taxes, but they say they're already doing more with less and have been for a while.
Because of a stagnant economy, but also because of the really crushing burden of state mandates, have been consolidating and sharing.
That's Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. He says one of the measures his county has implemented is sharing public defenders with neighboring Ulster County across the Hudson River. He blames New York's 200-year-old government structure for many of its duplications and redundancies.
By incentivizing consolidation and shared services, not only are we getting better practices and greater efficiencies, but we're really cutting costs for taxpayers as well.
To make ideas and suggestions for government consolidation more accessible to everyone across the state, Ulster County Executive and President of the County Executive Association, Mike Hine, used the conference to launch a website called PAYGO New York. Described as a Wikipedia of ideas, the site would act as a resource for counties and taxpayers to see how their communities are consolidating their resources.
It's very simple. It allows us to protect taxpayers primarily from some of the highest taxes in the United States of America. We can no longer burden our property taxpayers. That's not a Republican or a Democratic issue. That's an everybody issue.
Not all county executives are excited about the governor's proposal to mandate what many say they're already doing on their own. Clinton County Executive Michael Zerlo says while consolidation is needed, different regions have different requirements.
One piece of legislation implemented across 62 counties is not always easy. And there's, you know, even if the proposal goes through as is, there are logistics that, you know, could be very, very difficult that, you know, may not even be worth, you know, the bang for the dollar.
Westchester County Executive and likely GOP candidate for governor, Rob Astorino, agrees.
What the governor is proposing is wholly unrealistic, would in many ways devastate communities, and he now is putting the blame on school districts and volunteer fire departments and others to achieve something that's not achievable in a property tax rebate.
Astorino says if Cuomo really wants to cut taxes, he should focus on changing the rules and regulations of unfunded mandates and give local municipalities and school districts more control to regulate costs at the local level. In Colony, I'm Jenna Flanagan for WRVO News.